Hey, this is Rena Says, and today we're going to have a car ride vent. And this is really a vent in the sense that I'm just kind of throwing my thoughts out there like I usually do. So I had a situation where I noticed some people that I've followed on Facebook were missing. Like, where are they? And I went to my girl's page and I noticed she tagged one of the girls. I thought I didn't know where she was, and I realized I was blocked. And I was like, oh, damn, what did I do? I wonder. And commented on it, and then right after that, I was blocked from that girl. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand. So I go on Facebook or Instagram, and the girl hasn't blocked me. So I message her like, hey, like, did I do something to offend you? Like, I don't understand what happened. You know, I thought we were cool. And mind you, this girl, it's not like we're best friends at all. It's not like we've even like really hung out like that. But we've met a couple times, and she has like a real cool vibe. She's a sweet girl, and we have some things in common. So I wouldn't necessarily act like we were like good friends. So I wasn't like dying over it. I just was more so like curious because I didn't really get it. And she let me know, like, I think it was nice that she like even replied, because sometimes when you block someone, you're like, fuck you, bitch, I'm done with your ass. I don't even know. But anyway, she replied and she was like, hey, you know, I'm all down to support you and everything, but from what I heard, you were throwing some shade my way, and I don't really appreciate that. So instead of me getting in depth with it and questioning it, I decided to leave you alone. And that was enough for me. I just didn't want to even deal with the drama of it. You know, when you're not blasting people, you're cool. And I know that, you know, you're really all about your business. But, you know, I support that. I just wish you supported me in return. Something like that. And I was really shocked by it. I was kind of taken aback because, one, I've never thrown shade at this girl before. I actually really, really like her. She's older than me, looks bomb as hell, like does really well in the field that me and her have in common. So I was like kind of shocked, but at the same time relieved. And let me tell you why I was relieved. And this is I just want to make sure it's clear. It's not shade towards her, because everyone has the right to respond to negativity the way they want to, especially if they're not doing anything bad back to you. Because blocking someone's really not that bad, unless me and her had like a strong relationship that would have hurt me. I was just more so confused. But what bothers me in this scenario is that, or not bothers, that's not right, that's not the right word. What I'm grateful for and relieved of in this scenario is that it was nothing that I actually did wrong. And oftentimes I do things wrong. Sometimes my personality can be so candid and so out there and so whatever for people that they might feel offended by me. Now, my own, who I am and my spirit, I'm not going to change that for anybody. But sometimes I do say things where I could have thought a little bit more about that before opening my fucking mouth. You know, sometimes my filter is really gone, and just out of respect, I could have said things differently. So I do get concerned about my mouth and how I speak to people that I like. So, you know, sometimes I might look at someone weird or might say something weird, and it could really jeopardize a friendship because I wasn't taking the time to recognize how I'm coming off to someone, especially if I like them. And if I don't like them, then, you know, whatever. But I was relieved to find out it wasn't actually anything I did. I don't know who told her I was throwing shade her way, but I mean, like I told, it's obviously a lie. I don't have a problem with the girl. I mean, she was sweet. She was awesome. So I'm glad she's not like angry or whatever. But at the same time, I don't care, since I know it's not something I actually did. And I also don't care, and not in a negative way, but I really don't care, because if she didn't take the time to find out, like, hey, what's going on with this? You know, I just heard this just to let you know. Then obviously it wasn't that big of a deal to her either. So it's not something that I should give more thought to. And then her friend that blocked me, I don't know what's going on with that girl. I really didn't know her either. But it just was interesting to me because, again, there were some little shady things in there. She said, like, when you're not blasting people, and I'm thinking like, damn, who have I blasted? And I've come from such a long way. So sometimes it's just so interesting perspective, because she may have seen something where she felt like I was blasting someone, but doesn't know that I used to literally like damn near run a roast group. You know, a group where all you did was blast people every day. So I'm thinking I'm doing great. Like, I'm thinking like, look at me, I'm only going off on people like once or twice every couple of months. I'm like, I am redeemed, I'm doing so much better. But there's someone out there that doesn't know that version of me, and from her she feels like I'm blasting people. So I thought that was really interesting too, where just because I've done better doesn't mean that I've done well enough. And on the latter side of that, that also doesn't mean that I should be changing the way I am for other people. Like, I'm not gonna act like I'm some angel that I don't like cuss people out sometimes. I certainly do, gladly. But maybe that's why she felt uncomfortable to reach out to me. Maybe she felt like it was going to be some big ass drama. I don't know. But regardless, it was an interesting situation for me at this point in my life where I don't have a lot of drama anymore. For that to be my biggest drama, I'm grateful for it. But like, it was interesting because, again, like, it kind of sucks. I mean, I thought she could have been a really cool person to like kick it with and be friends with, but you know, what can you do if someone takes the time to lie to you? And I get lied on all the time. You know, a lot of people say things that, I mean, I had a guy that I don't even know. I probably met him once in the gym because we knew each other from online. He acted kind of weird when I said hello to him. But this guy reached out to this girl that's like my sister, like literally, like she's like my sister. And he reached out to her and he was like saying all these lies, straight up lies. And luckily she knows me, so she knew they were lies. Like he literally was like, she's never done a powerlifting competition a day in her life. It's all a lie. Like, well, she's been to them before, you know, like it was just straight up lies. And you know, people who say every lie is the truth, that's a fucking lie too. I think a liar made up that line. But so yeah, I mean, like, people do get lied on, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. Just had to vent that out so I can let it go now, and move on from it. So yeah, Raina says.